I'm Chris McCusker. Working from home almost 2 years after the pandemic started can take a toll. Now, the good news is many employers recognize this, and they are taking steps to help employees with their mental health. Stephen Cardwell is general manager and owner at Stephen Cardwell Recruitment.
I'm seeing right now a candidate's market on the recruiting side, a war on talent. But the companies that have been looking after their employees from the get-go, I think it's very important to realize it's not about money. Money's great. Having a cost of living increase and a raise is great. But I think it's the overall compensation on the total package, especially the benefits in today's world that are more important to employers and employees. I'll give you an example. One of my longest clients over, I think, probably 16 years, they are doing a mental health day this year. Over 250 employees. Every employee will have an opportunity to a Zoom or a Teams with a counselor for either 30 to 40 minutes. And this is mandatory.
Now, in fairness, mental health issues were already becoming increasingly important before the pandemic. So has COVID accelerated the importance, or would it have happened anyway?
I'm going to have to say I think COVID has definitely pushed it forward a lot faster.
So employees should be paying attention.
I'm a vendor for two Canadian chartered banks, and one of them has said, let's just go by salary level, a salary of $42,000 or higher. They're giving 4 weeks vacation from the get-go now. Another client I have that's north of Toronto, they were ordering lunch in almost every day for months upon months. They actually put a gym in, because this was a company that unfortunately you couldn't work remote. So they just wanted to make work a comfortable place for everybody.
Stephen Cardwell is the general manager and the owner at Stephen Cardwell Recruitment. And at the City News Business Center, I'm Chris McCusker.